All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Included in our packets are the MUB minutes from the 22nd of January. Next item is announcements and praise. I got a couple quick ones here. Community garden signups are open all this month. Get in there and get those filled because they do fill up quickly. We've got a liquor store open house on the 15th. And also the Arts Council, they are doing their yearly fundraising. So that starts this month. And please, if you can, help support the Arts Council for sure. That's all I had for my notes. Does council have anything to add for announcements and praise?
Unfortunately, I had a friend of mine that needed to use the ambulance service, but I wanted to let you know that they were very impressed with the response time of both the police and the ambulance on the call.
Thanks, Steve. Anybody else have anything for announcements and praise?
I think we should congratulate Mr. Kessler on getting into the Hall of Fame for wrestling as a wrestling coach.
Agreed. Thanks for that, Rhea. Anything else? Turn it over to Mr. Ainsley for the city manager's report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Two quick items on payroll change. We do have a new paramedic that is changing to full-time. There's no wage change, and that's Hannah Updike. And then also, we have a lifeguard at our community center, Shelby Weiss. She has been working for us for a while at $10.50 an hour. She was inadvertently not included in the annual salary resolution, so we just want to make sure she's in the minutes. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is the consent calendar. We have A through I tonight. Includes minutes, setting a public hearing for multiple things, a few resolutions. I did want to turn it over to Faye on the minutes. I spoke with her this morning on it, but I think we do have a couple amendments, but I want clarity. Faye?
Yes, please. On the payroll changes, we had a couple people added at the end. I did spell Michelle's last name wrong. I spelled it S-U-K-E-R. It should be S-U-L-C-E-R. So I will put that in these minutes to correct that. And then also on the last motion that was made that evening, Mark got put in there, Mayor Mark got put in there twice, once voting yes, once voting no. So we will take the one that is voting yes out.
The one voting yes should be correct.
The one voting yes, is correct. Yep. You didn't vote no.
No.
Okay.
For setting the public hearing, that should be Councillor Bashan on the minutes for not for the voting no for the setting of the public hearing.
For voting no, yep. Okay.
That should be right in the minutes for sure.
Okay, so yes is right for you, and then Bashan and both Kesslers.
Yep, correct.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And then also Mr. Barnier was absent.
Yep. Thanks, Becca.
What? I will include that.
So if when we do get to the point that the minutes are approved, please include on your motion the amendment to the minutes. But A through I, does councilors wish to remove any of those and discuss them individually? Any other items from council? Is that a motion, Mike? Well, let me see if there's anybody in the public. How about anybody in the public on the consent calendar? Any items that need to be removed and discussed individually? Any other items? We have a first by Mike to approve the consent calendar with the amendment of the minutes removing H. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Ron. We do have minutes here, so we'll roll call. We'll start with you, Terry.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
A through I minus H passes unanimously. Mike, you got any questions there? Or?
have is with what's on agenda 10B this evening, is this premature? Or if 10B does not pass, do we still go through with this?
Yep.
So I guess my suggestion would be very similar. I think we need to table 8H and make it 10C.
So I have a first by Mike to table H on the consent calendar until following further discussions in the meeting. Is there a second? Second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Brings us to item 9, which is the claims. Any questions from council? No questions tonight from council on claims? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I have a first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Becca. Any last discussion on the claims, council, or public? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous for the record.